Yerushalmi Masoros corresponding to Bavli Bechoyos Daf Yud Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Beis Mid Beis at the Mishnah. Lo Yimka Adam is Peyroisav Mishibor Lo Inus Masoros Lishayenu Neeman Ala Masoros Vole Beshvius Lemishu Choshud Ala Shvius Bim Mikeiroi Noitel Es Abechoyos Umoiche Es Ashar. After the season of tithing has arrived, the person shouldn't sell his fruit to someone who isn't trusted in Masoros, nor in Ruvius to someone who isn't trusted in Shvius. And if some of his produce has ripened, he should retain the ripened produce, and he may sell the rest. A person shouldn't sell his straw, his olive dregs, or his grape dregs from pressing to someone who's not trusted in Masoros, and if the buyer did press them, he must tithe but is exempt from truma, because when he separates truma, he has in mind to include the unthreshed stalks, the grain at the edges of the pile, and the grain mixed with the straw. Halakeich steyerek besuya imatulei bola olis amasos chayev mishbola olis amasos potter veloiket kedarka v'hilech. One who buys a vegetable field in suya, If the season of tithing hadn't arrived, he's obligated to tithe. If it had already arrived, he's exempt, and he may harvest in the regular way. Rabbi Yehuda says he may even hire workers and have them harvest. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that when is this? When he bought the field. But if not, even if the season of tithing hasn't arrived, he's exempt. Rabbi says he should tithe according to the calculation, and this will be explained by the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kini masnisa lo yimka adam esadeyu." The Gemara says that the meaning of the Mishnah is a person shouldn't sell his field to someone who isn't trusted in Masoros if the season of tithing has arrived and it contains produce. Rabbi Shimon Mate b'pnei shu oimelai harei mechalti es sheli sei utaveh es shelcha. The Baisa says that Rav Shimon permits it because he could tell the Kohen or Levi, "I sold my field, go and claim from him what is yours," means the Truma or the Masa. Ovar machal, Masa, va'ichal ve'ina Masa, mashu moicha, ve'inanu achrayim le'amayim. According to the first Tana, if he transgressed and sold the field, he should tithe any produce that remains in his hands, but that which he sold is exempt, and we aren't concerned for tricksters, meaning that he need not be concerned whether or not the buyer will tithe. Tani lo yitroim, the Baisa says, based on the Mishnah taught that because when he separates truma, he has in mind the unthreshed stalks, and etc. So the Baisa says when he comes to eat from the unthreshed stalks, he should not separate truma. Av v'taram, v'bracha omal, yofa koichoi, v'mana omal lo yofa koichoi, oisa truma shu mafresh tovla l'maase. If he did, v'bracha said it takes effect, v'mana said that it does not, that truma that he separated that's not valid truma is obligated in l'maase. Rechananya Chevron Durabonon by Tom Echad, should say Mishishim, she Echad Mishishim, the Echad, Alkotorim, Alastadim, Almash, Betrich, Hateven. Rechananya, a colleague of the Rabbonon, said that if he separated a 60th of the pile as Truma, which is valid since it's the amount given by a miserly person, as we list in the Mishnah in Trumois, but it was only 1/61st of the pile when including the unfresh stalks, the grains at the edge of the pile, and the grains mixed with the straw, is the Truma valid? Rav Yosi answered from our Mishnah. Isn't it answered in our Mishnah because the Mishnah said that because when he separates truma, he has in mind to include the unthreshed stalks, the grain at the edge of the pile, and the grain mixed with the straw. This ruling is only needed in a case like our question when the truma is less than 1/60th, and this shows that it's valid.